and welcome to Your Utah. This is Taylor Powers here with Ethan Millard bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. And today we're going to dedicate the episode to Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
We got all things coming up, one of which is going to be escaping the city, escaping the valley, and heading out to the desert and exploring the Henry Mountains. But first, we're going to talk about one that's a bit closer to home, and that is the Soldier Hollow Sheepdog Classic. It's
yes.
The championship. It's an annual event, and it's coming up every Labor Day weekend, and it's kind of spectacular.
It really is. Now, this is kind of becoming a legendary event around here. If you love dogs, if you love getting out into the outdoors, this is fantastic because you kind of have it all. You get these great dogs, and these are working dogs.
Yeah, so in honor of Labor Day weekend, humans are all off work. We're going to have dogs do the biggest work day of the year.
But I think that's when dogs are their most impressive, right? I mean, it's cool to have – dogs are great companionship. Right. It's great to have dogs around. But I think they're at their most impressive when they're working.
Yeah.
And that's what these sheepdogs do. And so they've got they show off their herding skills. They show off their running skills and their diving skills. They have those diving dogs that jump out over the water.
It's so cool.
These amazing distances.
So if you don't know what this is, if you've ever seen the movie Babe. It's kind of like the movie Babe.
Okay. All right. So explain.
So it's a big area. So there's going to be a huge audience up in the stands watching. And there's going to be all these sheepdogs with their owners and a ton of sheep. And it's a contest. So all the best dogs are going to be competing and herding the sheep for, I think it's like a round trip of – I want to say it's close to like 5 miles or something that they herd these dogs up the hill and back down, and you can see the whole thing. And they go so quickly and they manage it, and it's ridiculous.
That's cool.
So that's the main event. And then they have the jumping, leaping into the water,
mm-hmm.
And tons of other competitions to test their skills.
I was just reading up on some of the food that they will have at the festival. At the Soldier Hollow Classic. So they're having what they're calling an international food court. So they have – what they did is they basically auditioned vendors. They say they went through hundreds of different vendors.
Wow.
And selected just what they think were just the best, that they think would just work the best and do the best job. And so they've got some of the standards like Euros. They've got – which you would expect to see at a sheepdog festival, right? Something with lamb.
Yep. Yeah.
So Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, Asian tacos and sliders, tacos, burritos, fish and chips. And then something that kind of stopped me in my tracks was Canadian poutine.
Oh, yeah.
Which, can I say something?
Sure.
I've had stuff on fries before, things on fries. But I've never had anyone represent to me, this is poutine, enjoy. I've never had that.
Really?
I've had all kinds of stuff dumped on fries before.
But have you had the classic poutine with
no.
the gravy and the cheese curds?
No.
And
never.
The sausage? Oh, wow.
Never.
It's really good.
Well, that's what I understand.
Yeah.
So if you've never had poutine, they're going to have a place up there. They also have Basque chorizo and short ribs.
Yum.
From, I guess, Spain?
From Basque, yeah.
Okay, well, that'd be cool. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess they wouldn't say they're Spain.
Yeah, well, they're
the Basque region of Spain.
Yeah.
They say even though this is a sheepdog festival, they're going to have vegetarian entrees.
Of course.
So, you know, you'd expect to see a lot of meat, and you will.
Yeah.
But they also have vegetarian entrees. So all this seems absolutely fantastic. They've also got kids' meals starting at less than $5.
Perfect. And in addition to, you know, the food and the events that they're going to see there, there's going to be a ton of other activities going on. There's going to be arts and crafts, music, events or like activities for kids with different contests, hula hooping and beanbag toss games, face painting. It's going to be a really cool weekend out there.
If your kid gets tired of watching the dogs, which I don't know, it's almost the perfect event for a whole family because what kid is really going to tire of watching these amazing dogs? I feel like most kids are going to be transfixed. They'll go do the balloon animals only like during a break.
Yeah. Well, actually, in addition to the dogs and the sheep, there's going to be an exotic animal show as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So if they want to see a different type of animal.
All right. So the Soldier Hollow Classic, Let me get an address here so I can tell you.
That's it. SoldierHollowClassic.com is their website.
Is their website.
Oh, where it's at. It's up at Soldier Hollow, which is in.
It is Soldier Hollow Resort, 3 miles south of Midway in Heber Valley.
Yeah.
So there you go. So it's right up there. So once, and trust me, once you get up there, you'll go straight to it.
Yeah.
Heber and Midway are still not super populated areas, so you won't have any trouble finding it. So just drive up there and enjoy it. So that's a good option if you're going to stay close.
Yep.
What if you want to get out of town? Well, I had an experience just this last weekend that I want to recommend as a Labor Day suggestion. Now, not everyone can go and do this, right?
Right.
But a few of you who might be feeling a little bit adventurous, this might be for you. So we'll talk about it when we come back. So this last weekend, I had a chance to visit, and I had driven up to them, but had never gone up into the Henry Mountains. So if you want to know what the Henry Mountains are, if you ever drive to Lake Powell and you get past Hanksville, Hanksville is that last town before you drive that final stretch to Lake Powell. And Hanksville is the gas station with the hole in the wall.
Yes, that's how I know it.
Yeah.
It's the Cars reenactment gas station.
Right. Yeah, totally out of Cars. Hanksville could be Cars.
Cars Land.
Yeah. So as you're driving further south to Lake Powell, you look off to the west and there's a mountain range. So those are the Henry Mountains. And it really is amazing because you're all the way down there on the desert floor, right? You're down there in the dirt. You're down there in the dust. There are no plants, no trees,
mm-hmm.
right? But the Henry Mountains will take you all the way up to 11,000 feet.
Which is incredible.
That 11,000 feet is the tram summit.
Yeah,
at Snowbird.
So you're up in the high desert.
To get all the way up there, and you'll get up there, and guess what you'll find? You'll find a mountain area. You'll find pine forests, and it's just really amazing. And so we were down there. We kind of toured a few areas in that region, and then we thought, you know, well, let's drive up. So we started up the eastern slope of the Henry Mountains. And this is – I want to recommend it because it was amazing, but there are also a couple of cautions, all right, because we were traveling with three very capable – four-wheel drive vehicles,
mm-hmm.
and one of them lost its radiator. A second one almost lost its radiator because the roads get very steep very quickly, and at the lower elevations, you're still facing very high temperatures. So you really got to kind of watch out how you drive these roads. Once you get up higher, it gets a lot cooler,
Yeah.
You can imagine that at 11,000 feet, the things are very different than all the way down on the desert floor.
Mm-hmm.
But be careful driving. They are difficult roads, but there's a great scenic byway that starts about 20 miles south of Hanksville, and it takes you up into the northern part of the Henry Mountains, and then you leave to the north. So you drive in west and then leave to the north. You can head back up to Hanksville from there. And it is a well-graded road, so you can do it. A couple things you want to watch out for is temperature, right? Don't work your engine too hard in some of those stretches, and then also very sharp rocks.
Oh, okay.
It's very common to lose tires in the Henry Mountains. So losing your radiator, losing your tire, those are things that apparently everyone experiences.
And that's not the area you want to have car trouble.
And you know what the real payoff for the Henry Mountains was?
What's that?
When we got up in there, we started getting some elevation under our belt, and we were getting up into the pines. And it was neat. But you know what? I've been in pine forests before,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I turned around and looked off the slope, and I was so shocked to look down onto that red and tan desert floor.
It was just watching the comparison there.
It was beyond belief.
Wow.
I'd never seen anything like that.
That's so cool.
And which was neat for me because I've seen a few things in Utah's desert. So,
yeah.
You know, to get a view like that was so new mm-hmm. and so unexpected, it really kind of reinvigorated my love for that place.
Yeah.
So definitely give it a shot, man. Those Henry Mountains, they will surprise you.
And as temperatures are finally starting to cool off a little bit, mm-hmm. not this week, but you know, maybe next week.
Well, you start the nights are getting cooler.
Yeah.
And the days are still going to be hot for a while, but the nights are getting real nice. And The Henry Mountains are full of artifacts, Native American artifacts, old mining artifacts. So leave them where they are.
Yeah,
There are some really neat old buildings, old cabins and things that are right on the road. Sweet. You drive right past them.
Yeah.
Old mine shafts, stuff like that.
Very cool.
So, you know, just leave that stuff so that everyone can enjoy it.
Right.
Unfortunately, you get people and everyone wants to take home a souvenir.
Yeah, just because it says do not touch or take, people do. But you got to respect it. It's a natural museum.
That's right. And just because you don't know whose it is.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's yours to take away.
True.
So you should give it a shot. You can see, man, I need to get out a map. Because I memorized a few features as I was looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to get a map and kind of, you know.
Mark them all up so you know.
Yes, I can really
know
how far.
It's fresh in your mind. You got to write it down.
Yeah, how far I was able to see. Because it was, I mean, you can see to Colorado.
That's so cool.
It was really amazing. So there you go. That's my recommendation. If you really want a great adventure for Labor Day, you know.
Head up to the Henry Mountains.
Yeah, head up. But lots of water, spare tire, be kind to your car. Be kind to your vehicle because if you get stuck up there, it's going to be bad for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Really
definitely.
Bad. You can imagine there's no cell phone signal.
Nope.
So,
no. Yeah.
So
be
go.
Prepared.
Yep, be prepared.
Always be prepared in the desert.
So there we go. I think that's a pretty good set of Labor Day activities,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
you?
I think so. We got one, takes you out, away from the crowds, having a weekend secluded, and then another that gets you right into the action and seeing dogs at their best work.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. We hope that you get out there and enjoy your Utah.